Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Drug use in Massachusetts and the state's addiction epidemic is something a Raynham woman hopes that President Obama talks about in his State of the Union address tonight, and she's going to be in the audience. Senator Ed Markey, who is working on several bills dealing with opioid abuse and addiction, invited Joanne Peterson to the president's speech. Peterson founded Learn to Cope, a support group for loved ones of those struggling with addiction. Peterson started the group in 2004. It now has 17 chapters around New England and tens of thousands of members. We asked Peterson why she thinks Senator Markey invited her tonight.
This epidemic has grown larger than I've ever seen it in the 10 years that I've been in this work. This past year, particularly, has definitely been the worst as far as fatalities within our chapters and around the state. You know, when you have to pick and choose which family's funerals you can attend, that's a problem. So in a way, it's really good because it's reaching the White House, and the White House will actually now talk about this epidemic, and the prescription drugs really are where it's all starting.
So you think it is prescription drugs, and that's what policymakers need to do, is sort of address this from the prescription drug standpoint.
I can give you an example.
Uh-huh.
I was in a car accident a couple of weeks ago, ironically, with a mom who lost her son to this mess. And, you know, we both ended up at the emergency room. Luckily, we weren't hurt badly. And as soon as we got in there, the NP came in and said, you're definitely going to feel some pain tomorrow, so I'm going to write you a prescription for some pain medicine. And then he said, this is the good stuff. He literally said, this is the good stuff. Hmm. And there was no, this is an opiate. It's a very addictive drug. If you don't need it, don't take it. If you don't use it, dispose of it properly. This is how you can dispose of it. You can drop it off at a local police station that has a drop-off box. Or how about ask us the question, have you ever had an addiction issue? It was take these pills now to get ahead of the pain.
We do have a prescription drug monitoring program, right? I mean, is that not working?
It's not working. It's not working yet. And it can work, but people aren't using it. You know, it's mandatory to sign up for it, but it's not mandatory to use it. If I was a doctor, I would use it. I would want to know if somebody was coming to me and four other doctors to get these drugs.
And what else do you think would help to stem this problem, to stem the rate of overdose deaths? Aside from prescription drug monitoring, what else do you hope policymakers will focus on?
Well, we've always been saying long-term treatment, and the treatment availability is still really tough. It can take days still to get a bed. But then there's this gap between detox and long-term treatment. And a lot of times people come out and they want to go to treatment, many of them, and they can't because there's nowhere to go. There's either somewhere to go that's so expensive your normal, everyday, average family could never afford it, or, you know, you try to get beds somewhere that is affordable and there's a huge waiting list and you can't get on it. There are so many issues that need to be addressed.
Do you expect that President Obama is going to be talking about or mentioning something about addiction in his State of the Union address?
I'm really hoping that he does. We've been hoping that the president would talk about this for years.
All right. Well, Joanne Peterson, who founded the group Learn to Cope, which helps family members and loved ones of those struggling with addiction, she'll be at President Obama's State of the Union address tonight, invited by Senator Markey. Joanne, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.